So my friend Bonnie in Bemidji, she and I went to college together as older than average students, wrote and asked me if I could tell her about the creation of the pyramids. Okay. How were the pyramids built? And so I, when I had time, sat down and asked if I could get some information about how the pyramids are built. And they said the pyramids are, we know this kind of, they use different terms, but the pyramids are the magnetic platform for the planet. The magnetic center, which holds the mathematical formula for the formation of the planet. So if you measure the pyramids, the measurements correlate with the planet, with the way it's formed, the way it's created. So it was created, they were created not by slaves, but by beings we could not see.
Spirit?
Who had, yeah, well, other dimensional beings.
Other dimensional beings, I like that. Because that's what I'm sure is going on all the time.
Yeah.
They move Cindy Coleman brusher.
They like to play with them.
Now that happens too, so yeah. I know, are you getting friendly with me because we're talking about the pyramids? You're so cool. The pyramids had to be built as if by human hand because
Chelsea.
They are one of the mysteries we require to keep us stimulated and always asking questions and learning ourselves better. So they're part of the mystery that has been generated for the planet to keep us always exploring and learning ourselves. The curiosities will never be satisfied because they say the things that we are curious about are beyond human language. They're energetic and they can't be explained in linear terms. So we're never really going to know. We're never really going to know. But these beings who were not visible to the human eye were here on the planet,
yeah,
helping the planet form and magnetically manifest an energy that would hold it all together before we ever got here. Before we ever got here. So and then they said, we three are speaking to you. Generally, that wasn't exactly what they said, but we are three energetic centers.
Three.
Which are the origin of all life.
Wow.
And we are not in your solar system. We are not in your known structure. You couldn't find us traveling. You couldn't get there. You couldn't be there. We're outside of your cosmic structure.
Wow.
I often wondered about that.
Outside.
And they said, so you know that in your science and your religion, three is the basis for creation. Uh-huh. It's not accidental. We are three.
We are what?
We are three.
Three
beings, three energy centers.
Okay.
And from that, all things are created. So it is what we call God. Mm-hmm. So Father, Son, Holy Ghost, yeah. The crystalline structure is three-sided. You know, three comes up all the time. Three is the center, the foundation for creation, for good reason. Because we all emanate from these energy beings there are three energy centers. We don't want to call them beings because we anthropomorphize them and then we get off on old men sitting on thrones.
Yeah.
and we don't want to go there. Okay?
So when we go into Greek history, Egyptian history, there is no place in history that it talks about anybody building these pyramids. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't read about anybody, you know, ever.
No, they've.
It's like they're always there.
Actually, I heard about slaves and doing all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was in the movies. Was that?
No, not always. No.
Oh, okay.
Just like I've heard of it before.
You also don't know that they made that up.
But there's no proof ever.
And this, what did I say his name was? The man who has this video out, Gordon. Shoot, I'll go back and find it. He says, you can't imagine any number of slaves lifting a rock, a stone that was 100 tons or something. You know, you can't, it's just not possible. No matter what they were doing or how many people there were, it wasn't possible. And he's the one who says he's crawled through the Great Pyramid, all the chambers and everything, and measured everything.
Yeah.
And he says it's just astonishing how the Earth's energy and measurement correlates with the pyramids.
Then what about all the other pyramids then?
Which are hundreds of pyramids.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of pyramids.
Right.
They have pyramids in Peru and Mexico and there's supposed to be a pyramid in Indiana.
They all correlate with the stars too.
Yes, they do.
Yes. Yep. They do. So there was wisdom far beyond any human.
Right. Way beyond.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Or capability. Yeah. I mean, Chichen Itza, the stones are carved perfectly, and they had rocks on sticks back then. I mean, they couldn't have gotten these.
Okay. The theory that I understand with the, you know, and the rocks that are perfectly fitting.
Mm-hmm. Or carved.
They've got 50-ton rock and a 50-ton rock, and there you can't put a toothpick between them.
Uh-huh. You can't put a toothpick between them, correct?
Is that they didn't carve the rocks like that, they grew them.
They what?
That they grew them?
Grew them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they grew them together.
That makes more sense than hollering around.
They G-R-E-W.
Grew them. Yeah. How they moved in there, I'm not sure.
Grew the rock.
They grew them.
Right
there. Oh, my God. So they came from another dimension of time and space, and they knew how to do that.
Well, we need a magnetic center for the planet to hold it together.
My wisdom guided me to go to Egypt, and I went down the Nile. It was a group that came together, like Barbara Marcinian. I mean, so it was a spiritual journey for most people.
Uh-huh.
And all I can say is I knew my DNA had changed.
Because you were there.
Because I was there. And because I was in the moment in these pyramids with it. And so whatever my intention was connected up, and it was able to transpire.
Yes.
Otherwise, I would have been in my head.
Correct.
That's what I was experiencing anyway, as I observed others, that if they stayed in the concepts or in their head, I just knew I had to stay very in the moment and let it come into my body. And then my DNA, and of course, when that happens, you go back and your life doesn't quite fit the same way. But
right.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's right.
Could that be part of the purpose?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of the ascension.
All right, sure.
Think about how a moment with a little girl on a bus changes you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, think about the pyramids and the magnetic.
Bye.
Thank you, JD. I'm so glad you were here.
I'm always up for that. Wander around the wood and talk to spirits.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you being here. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, JD. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Next time.
Love and blessings.
So what else did they share with you?
that was the crux of it. I had, after the fact, I had some vague questions. I'm going to have to go back and talk to them again, but or ask them to talk to me again, because it raised more questions than it answered.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can accept that there's a larger entity that we call God, not manipulating us, but giving us an opportunity to grow and change and add to the consciousness, and that it's counting on us for our human experience to expand the greater, the cosmic consciousness. That always has made sense to me. But I want to know if when I went on that trip and ended up out there somewhere, if I was with them, because it was so inexplicable. It's like the experience you had. It's so inexplicable to be in a place where you can't describe it as perfect, because it's everything.
When I went to the other side with JD, I went out to the 8 stars.
Uh-huh.
Because I'd heard that's where we could go.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I went out into the universe. I found 8 stars. I went in the middle, and words can't even come close to the energy that was there. But what I'd heard was, we get to go there when we get to the other side.
Uh-huh.
We get to go there, but the energy in there, words can't even come close. But it was like, it's a spirit energy that words can't even touch it. You can't even touch it. But I was in there for a while, and then...
Talk about changing your DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he said, Jerry, you got to come back.
Uh-huh, you don't want to come back.
I did, but that's what's over there.
Yeah.
And there's energy over there that words can't even touch.
Yeah.
And just like the pyramids, you couldn't touch that, but we get to do that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if I could do that, we all get to do that.
Yes.
And so... The energy of spirit is so fantastic that words can't even touch it.
Right, exactly. Exactly my thought.
So yeah. The DNA is changing by our experiences, is our ascension then?
Yeah, you know, we did 2 or 3 workshops here on changing the DNA.
Yeah, right.
We worked with spinning counterclockwise to balance the DNA. And so that... Then we became contagious, you know. So anybody we came in touch with would have the benefit of that change that we experienced.
So you spin counterclockwise?
Yeah, both. I mean, it's supposed to be both. You know, the double helix spins both directions. But because we go clockwise in our American human experience, we go clockwise, not just American, but our world experience, we've been out of balance. So we emphasized the counterclockwise movement, at which point this iPad started running backwards.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
We were in the meditation. Mm-hmm. We were in the meditation, and Judith, my sister, was here from Cable, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. She was running the iPad.
Yeah.
And when we got, she doesn't speak up real loudly. She's just not, I'm the mouth, she's the energy. Anyway, she raised her hand a little bit and she said, it's running backwards. And it was spinning backwards. It has this thing that looks like an old tape deck. Sure. It was spinning backwards and the numbers were going backwards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's so
funny.
Because we were doing the meditation.
Yeah.
And it wasn't supposed to be recorded, you know, and the energy was so strong, it was running it backwards.
It was actually deleting the energy.
It was deleting it. It was blank.
Yeah. Wow.
We did not record. We did not record that meditation. Wow. Yeah. But we got it anyway. Yeah. It's been good. It's been very good.
Did you encounter any physical body?
I
from bringing yourself to
I did. It's kind of beyond words because I realized some things about my life that I hadn't been utilizing. It became easier to just be in my breath, in my moment. It became easier to move around my world without making lists or looking at the clock about when I was supposed to leave the house or that kind of thing. You know, it emphasized all of those things. So yeah, there was a benefit.
And yet you still got that flu.
Yeah, but I was not taking care of myself. Yeah. I was depleted and I didn't realize how depleted I was.
Was it nutritional? Kind of started as a nutritional thing?
No. It was, I suppose it could have had something to do with nutrition. I had to cut out everything but fruits and vegetables and pure whatever protein, eggs, you know, just. So for 3 or 4 months, and it's been changed ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
So otherwise, if you ate something, you'd get diarrhea?
All of the congestive sinus things would kick in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you still eat that way now?
Uh-huh.
Fruits and vegetables and
sugar. Yeah, except 2 weeks ago, I got a craving for chocolate. I don't crave chocolate anymore since I had an event years ago. It's too long a story. But anyway, I had an event many years ago, that I just stopped craving chocolate. And I had a craving for chocolate. I knew it was a message that somehow my system needed it. Mm-hmm. So I went to the co-op and found the 70% mm-hmm. with no soy lecithin mm-hmm. in it. Mm-hmm. And half of one of those little funny bars was plenty. That's all I needed, and it was good. My system just needed something from chocolate. Mm-hmm. So it's about being more sensitive to my system, but being more aware, too. Yeah. And things happen. I mean, things just evolve in a cycle that is either instructive and I know it in the moment, or it's just flowing and everything is...
You mean since your flu?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Phyllis, do you feel that you were depleted in literally simply an energetic...
Life force.
Healing,
life force.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That was what it felt like when you were saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had not realized that I'd just gotten into a place where I was giving without being renewed. And I was not taking recreational time. I couldn't even think of anything recreational to do. You know, I would have some time and I'd think, well, what should I do? I don't know anything to do. And, you know, the Twin Cities is full of stuff to do. And
yeah,
I just, But I sure drove a lot. And I discovered parts of the city that I'd never...
And that was to get different air?
It was just to change my environment because I felt claustrophobic because of the sinus pressure. And then I was in the condo and I felt claustrophobic. So if I get out in my car, which is a small car, you'd think it would be the opposite. But it was different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was moving. Yeah. Thank you, Lucy. My car is just... Yeah, exactly. And I talked to everybody, you know, while I was driving.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And sing. Talk to everybody. Yeah, it was very instructive, very informative, and yeah. I'm
so what I'm hearing from you is it's okay that you have to integrate this in your physical body.
Wow.
It's okay.
We can't escape.
I mean, it might be flu, and it might be change of diet.
Uh-huh.
But it's okay.
You can't do it wrong.
Yeah. Well, if you hadn't taken time to do something, you would have died.
I probably would have.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. I mean, if you didn't become aware, and I'm sure a lot of people that do die, they die because they don't become aware.
Because they keep pushing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't pay attention to the signals.
They don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
But you did.
Well, yeah. You know, we teach best what we most need to learn. Well.
Well, I think that's one thing about
36 years. Thank you, Richard Bach. Yeah.
I think that's one thing about our church that is trying to teach all of us.
Yeah.
To really be aware, and it keeps us alive and energetic.
It does. It,
you know.
It's kind of amazing how the human condition places us in such an amnesiac state about, or stupidity, or something, in such a place that we think that if we understand it, we must be doing it right. Yeah. You know, that it's like your emotional body doesn't give a rip what your head is telling you. You can't put logic to the most important stuff in your life and get any positive result. Mm-hmm. You got to get into your breath. Kind of just be right there. And recognize when the tension is building that it's a symptom of something that's going on in there that's trying to talk to you. And that's, I think, the whole point of why we're talking today. Mm-hmm. It is the breath. It is the wisdom that comes from the breath. And you can only be available to it in that place where you come back to yourself, where you breathe.
The power of the symptom, too. That was,
yes.
The meditation, that was very, very powerful.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, good, perfect. Because and so what you're really also saying is that through the experience of the flu, it was a transformative experience where you really did afterwards have more access to the breath,
mm-hmm.
the deepening of the breath. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. And so in all of our lives, we will have times where, if we're open,
mm-hmm.
transformation is inviting us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or we're inviting it.
There's a wisdom in there that's always knocking at your door if you make space for it. Mm-hmm. And it can come in any number of ways. Mm-hmm. You know, a friend is in trouble, and then you reflect on yourself and ask what that means to you because you're having a reaction to it. There are messages all over the place. Thank you, Dion and Nancy, because we are so learning from each other. Thank goodness for groups like this where we all learn from each other. We're in the quiet. We're learning from ourselves. And we have not realized the power of that wisdom that lives within us if we just give it a chance. And that's what the flu did for me. It reminded me that I needed to give my wisdom a chance to expand on itself, to become something more than I had known from it before, that it would serve me better if I pulled back and breathed. And I talked to them a lot, and they gave me a lot of mm-hmm. positive feedback. So, but one of the most positive things was, you can't do it wrong. You know, because I was blaming myself for coming down with a virus, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and then you go to a doctor or two that don't know what they're doing, and they say, well, it's a virus, so I can't give you anything for it. Or let me write you a prescription for something that isn't going to work. And I realized I was so sick that I was not drawing on my wisdom very well. I was just down and out. But when I started coming back, I realized I had power with those doctors. I could say, the right doctor. The right doctor will be available to me. And this doctor was inexplicably available the next day. You know, the best doctor in the whole clinic. And she was, available the next day. So
it even taught you about wisdom.
Absolutely.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Look at the wisdom you gained, even about how to navigate.
Yes, how to navigate with less energy expended, you know, just effortlessly, mm-hmm. effortlessly navigating. Just say it out loud.
Thank you. Breathing into the wisdom, I surrender to my perfect plan.
Your perfect plan.
Yes.
It is powerful.
It is. It's changed my life.
Oh.
I first heard it because I was working with a client who needed to hear it. And so my clients have been such a gift to me. I there are no words for it. Because like my sister said, when I shut down and I didn't know if I was going to see clients anymore, because I was down for 4 months, I didn't see anybody.
Wow.
And I said, I don't know if I'm going to be channeling anymore for people. I'm going to shift. I don't know what's going to happen. And she said, oh, Phyllis, but we learned such good stuff from your clients. And I said, I know. But we must be going to continue to learn whether I have clients or not. Oh, thankfully, man, I'm seeing people again just on a very limited, you know, I mean, it's, people only call me in the rhythm that works for me now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's healthy good. For me. Yeah. So I don't limit anybody. I haven't had to say no to anybody. I'm just, they're just calling when it's working. Yeah. So
wow. What I learned from the Egypt trip was there was one temple that a large group of us went through, and I got internally guided to take my shoes off. By that night, we were back on our ship that went down the Nile, and I was so sick. I was throwing up, and et cetera, eliminating. I was eliminating.
Oh, yes.
And I took a walk up on top of the ship, and I can't tell you how many people I recognized from the large group that went through this temple that was throwing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't just me. It was a lot of people that eliminated.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's okay.
Yeah, it reminds me, though, of what happened when they reconfigured the bathrooms here. The bathroom and the... Mm-hmm. I was here after the construction was done, and I was so sick after the service, energetically sick, but I was going to eliminate and cleanse for sure. I couldn't do any sessions after the service. And I knew it was the change in the energy in the church that so disturbed my system. Because once I got out and about and started driving, I was fine.
Yeah.
I was just fine.
When was that?
I don't know, 3 years ago?
No.
4 years ago?
It was longer than that.
Eight
years ago since the bathroom was configured.
Yeah. That's why these tools are so important. Breathe. You can't do anything wrong. It's okay, right?
It's okay.
Trust the process.
And be prepared if you go to the pyramids or drive into Sedona for the first time, because I was going to eliminate.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, when you first drive into Sedona, there's nothing there, because it is Sedona, many miles out from any bathroom, for sure. And I hit that energy, and my whole, oh my, I thought, oh, I'm going to have to get out of the car and do it in the ditch. I mean, it was just... By the time I got into town and got to my hotel, I was fine. But every time I drive in now, I know I'm going to get a little bit of energy in here, but it never like the first time. So the pyramids did that.
Yeah, and that's okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
Big shifts.
Yeah.
Oh. Bring in the physical with.
Yeah.
Bring in some anchoring energy. Hello, sweetheart. Are you saying goodbye to me? Huh? Are you saying goodbye to me?
The best companion. This wonderful.
Isn't it wonderful? Yeah. Chelsea's a great dog.
Thank you, thank you so much,
Chelsea.
She's a good dog. She likes being with us too.
Yeah. She was abused, wasn't she?
I assume so. Just she's got scars on her face.
Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah.
But I've never met a more loving, accepting, easygoing.
Wow.
My cats sleep on her.
Oh, that is.
Not with her.
On her. Thank you all so much for being here today. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you so much.